On Robin Hood Radio right now, we're going to talk a little bit about Medicare. And as I sit here and going into this interview that we're going to have in just a few moments, I sit here in amazement that I'm enrolled in Medicare. I'm enrolled in Medicare Part A and B, 1 and 2. I even have a Medicare program with Blue Cross Blue Shield. And that cost me extra a little month. Cost me about $230, $240 extra a month. And on top of the $100 a month, I think it is for Part 2 in Medicare. But that's a bargain. Anybody who knows me knows that over the past year, I've had significant problems with my knees and some other health issues. And if it weren't for me being enrolled in all these programs, I would have spent out of pocket $25,000 to $30,000. And I have spent absolutely zero out of pocket except for my monthly payments that I make. We're going to speak right now with Amanda Alley of the Western Connecticut Area Agency. And this is a talk about Medicare and the various things around it. Amanda, thanks for joining us today.
Well, Marshall, thank you very much for having me. I've been looking forward to this interview and to share some information with your audience a little bit about not only the Western Connecticut Area Agency on Aging, where I work, but also the work that we do here at the agency specifically focused on Medicare and helping people navigate. As some people say to us when they call, you know, I thought I was a pretty smart individual. In fact, others say that they have a PhD, and when it comes to Medicare, they are totally baffled.
You know, it's true. When I first was going on Medicare, I happened to speak to somebody who had been on Medicare for 3 or 4 years, and he got a lot of good advice and followed it. And like I said, I've been extremely happy with the program I'm on. It's affordable for me. The older you get, the more you need what's offered. And I think what you do at the Western Connecticut Air Agency on Aging is do exactly what you're doing right now. Get information to people that need it. I mean, Amanda, if you put on a TV station nowadays, you are bombarded with all these private companies masquerading as public companies about what to do about Medicaid, Medicare. It's absolutely amazing.
You're absolutely right. And so what we do here at the Western Connecticut Area Agency on Aging, we're actually based in Waterbury, but we serve the 41 towns in Western and Northwest Connecticut. And basically, our mission is to develop, manage, and provide comprehensive services for older adults, that's 60 plus, their caregivers, and individuals with disabilities, so they can maintain their independence and quality of life. And the department that I work in is called the Choices Department. And as we said earlier, we help folks navigate Medicare and educate them and screen them for eligibility for some cost-saving programs to help them pay for their healthcare costs. And, you know, with the cost of living today and inflation, everyone is always looking for a way or a place to save money. Our funding comes from the federal government, and it's through the Department of Health and Human Services. And we get most of our funding from that source, but we also get funding from the state of Connecticut and a little bit from some private funding. So basically, as a choices counselor, we're specially trained, again, to help people navigate Medicare. And we provide one-on-one unbiased counseling on Medicare, and we are commission free.
Simply because there are more options out there than people think. I thought myself of being tied in pretty much with radio and all the interviews I've done over the years. But when I was making my decision about Medicare and the different plans, I was amazed at what was offered out there. And yes, I chose because I've had my own personal insurance, which is approaching $600 or $700 a month. That for at the time, I think I signed up for $280 a month. Now it's up to about $330 a month. But I don't have to spend a dollar, and I'm open to just about every doctor. This is one of the most important decisions that someone can make outside of buying a house or getting married, really, in their lifetime.
Well, it is so true, and healthcare is so important for everyone, as you've just said, and it really dominates a lot of people's lives. In fact, we get calls from people because they're very nervous that they are going to lose their health care. So, for example, if they're transitioning from an employer's insurance and they turn 65 and are no longer going to have that employer's insurance for whatever reason, have decided to retire, they quickly want to make sure that they have a smooth transition from that employer's insurance to Medicare. And we can certainly help them with that. And it is amazing. They're in the case of Medicare Advantage plans, I read an article where there are over 24,000 plans available in the U.S. because plans are very specific to individual states and even areas within those states. So there's a lot to contend with as we are entering or moving towards Medicare open enrollment. And I'll touch on that in a little bit. People are being bombarded. Direct mail, TV, radio, of all the plans and opportunities and information about plans and opportunities out there. And it is mind-boggling and confusing. But one of the things I wanted to touch on was circling back to some cost savings is what I consider the best kept secret in the state of Connecticut. And that's what's called the Medicare Savings Program. And the Medicare Savings Program looks at income only. And what it does is it helps folks pay for that Part B premium. And that on average is $170. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. $170.10 a month. It also gives them help paying for their prescription drugs, and it caps generics at $3.95 and brand names at $9.85. Now, there are three levels of this program. All three levels, I say, cover that Part B premium and give you extra help with your prescription drugs. But the third level acts as what's called a supplemental or a Medigap, and it covers those co-pays at the doctor's, provided the doctors accept the program. And what's wonderful about the state of Connecticut, it has one of the highest income guidelines for individuals. And what I mean by that, if you are single and you apply, your monthly income as a single person, if it is $3,754 or less, you could be eligible for this program. If you are a couple, I'm sorry, I just reversed it. It's the $3,754 per month. If you are a couple, you might be eligible for that program. If you are single and you earn $2,786 per month, you might be eligible for that program. And that program is administered through the Department of Social Services. And again, in the state of Connecticut, we have one of the most generous income eligibility guidelines because the cost of living in Connecticut is higher than a lot of states. And we don't have an asset test, which is quite good. And when we talk about income for the program, we're looking at Social Security benefits, Social Security supplemental income, pensions, disability benefits, workers' comp, unemployment compensation, interest, dividends, rental property income, alimony and child support. And you can even have a part-time job because they utilize a special formula so that your entire wages are not taken into account. So we do encourage people who are still working to apply for that program. And again, it's a wonderful program. And as I say, it is the best kept secret in the state of Connecticut. And I hope that people will consider that program. I was reading somewhere that it's very underutilized on a national level. One of the other things I wanted to talk about were preventive services covered by Medicare to keep you healthy. And a lot of these services end up being no cost to you as an individual. And those services could include something like cardiovascular disease screening, depression screening, the flu vaccine, for example, or the pneumonia vaccine. And again, most of these benefits are at no cost to the consumer or the beneficiary, Medicare beneficiary. Some of the other preventive services are available to certain individuals who are high risk. So, for example, if you have osteoporosis, Medicare will cover a bone mass measurement every 2 years, assuming that the provider accepts Medicare assignment. So a lot of these Medicare preventive services, if you go on to medicare.gov online, you'll see those services, or as I call the Bible, Medicare in You book. They are also listed in that book, highlighted by a blue apple. And finally, I wanted to talk about Medicare open enrollment, a third area to save money. Medicare open enrollment takes place each year from October 15th to December 7th. And it really is a good opportunity to take a look at your plan. And it's an opportunity that if you are on a prescription drug or Part D plan, you can change to another Part D plan, or you could change from original Medicare with Part D plan and a supplemental plan to a Medicare Advantage plan. And vice versa, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan, you can switch to a Part D plan and pick up a supplemental plan. And the reason I encourage people to really take advantage of this time, for a number of reasons, because you can save money. The reason being, plans change their drug pricing each year because the plans negotiate with the pharmaceutical companies, and so those prices can change. Drugs can be dropped from year to year from plans, or it can be added. And in the case of Medicare Advantage plans, which are network-based, providers, your doctors, can drop in and drop off at any time. In addition, the plans contract with different pharmacies, again, resulting in price differences. So there really is an opportunity to save some significant money. In fact, I did some calculation. In last year's open enrollment, covering the 41 towns that we covered, for the people who we did plan comparisons and in changed plans and enrolled them, we saved approximately $200,000. So again, a significant amount of money can be saved. And what's interesting is, according to a Kaiser Family Foundation study, looking at data back from 2019, only 7 in 10 Medicare beneficiaries review their plans. So please take that moment to review the plans. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions. We're happy to walk you through it. The Medicare.gov is a wonderful place to start. Create an account on the Medicare.gov website, because in that website, there's what's called the Plan Finder tool that permits you to do plan comparisons. And again, we can certainly help you navigate that. And so that's really one of the messages I wanted to convey today, that there are ways that you can save money by applying to the Medicare savings program if you feel that you are eligible, and to look at your plans and really take advantage of some of the preventive services out there.
So, Amanda, what's the easiest way to get a hold of you, by phone or by internet?
Well, by phone. Our 800 number is 1-800-994-9422. Or calling us directly at 203-757-5449. And you can ask to speak to a Choices counselor. I can tell you that we have some presentations coming up in the Lakeville area, Salisbury area, on October 20th. We will be speaking at the Grove at 3 o'clock, and at Noble Horizons on November 3rd at noontime, and at the Kent Senior Center on Halloween, October 31st at 11 a.m. So again, if you want to hear more about open enrollment and preparing for it, also hear a little bit about how to protect yourself from fraud during open enrollment. As I said earlier, there are a lot of folks out there trying to grab your attention. You want to make sure you do not reveal any of your personal information to anyone on the phone that you do not know. So that's pretty much it.
Well, that's a nice basic primer. And once again, we remind people about those meetings in our various area towns. When we put this up on our on-demand page, we'll have all that information. We'll also have all the links and your phone number, so more people can find out how, even though you think Like I'm sitting here saying, you know, I've been doing pretty good, but you know what? Maybe I'll call and find out about myself as well. I mean, don't be afraid to call or to send an email, because the worst that'll happen is you'll find out you're doing fine.
Oh, Marshall, I think you're spot on with that. And a lot of people call us and we go through the exercise and they stay exactly where they are because things don't change. Whereas some other times people are surprised. And I think it's certainly worth the exercise. It doesn't take a lot of time. So feel free to call anytime.
Amanda, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us today.
Thank you, Marshall. Take care.